Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about why you should curate, not create. I mean, so that's a catchy title. I guess it's great to create content as well. But today, I'm going to be talking to you about content curation. So you are going to learn all about content curation, why you should do it. You're going to learn about the art of selective sharing, which type of content should you curate. I'm going to speak to you about building your content engine, as well as how to monetize some of your curation, and also to understand how much curation is too much and how much curation is not enough. So let's jump right into it. We're going to go into everything content curation. So entrepreneurship, to be candid, is probably less about brute force and more about finesse. What do I mean by that? We are in the age of information abundance. The true skill isn't creating more content, but creating the right content. It's the art of gathering diamonds from the information overload coal mine. And when done right, it's a cheat code to accelerate your learning and really expand your influence and position yourself as a thought leader in your niche. So today we're talking about how to do this properly. We're talking about content curation. So let's start off by asking, why is content curation your secret weapon? Well, first, time leverage. Instead of reinventing the wheel, you're standing on the shoulders of giants. Let the expert do the heavy lifting while you extract the golden nuggets for your audience. There's a credibility boost. So sharing valuable insights from others demonstrates that you are plugged in to the pulse of your industry. It signals that you are a discerning filter, not just another noisemaker. There's community building. So curating sparks conversation. It invites your audience to engage, to share their thoughts, and become part of a knowledge sharing ecosystem. You establish authority. When you constantly share valuable insights, you position position yourself as a trusted resource, a go-to expert in the field. You build community. Curation is a conversation starter. It invites your audience to engage, share their own perspectives, and forge connections with these like-minded individuals. It also fuels your own learning. So curation isn't just about others, it's about you. When you immerse yourself in high-quality content, you accelerate your own growth and you stay ahead of the curve. It amplifies your message. So sharing content that aligns with your values and goals reinforces your personal brand, and it also helps expand your reach. And lastly, it creates opportunities. So a well-curated network of content can lead to collaborations, partnerships, speaking engagements, and even new business ventures. Now, there is something to content curation that is more than just clicking retweet. There is an art of selective sharing because the internet is drowning in content. Everyone's a publisher, everyone's a broadcaster, everyone's a voice that is clamoring to be heard. But amidst this digital cacophony, what truly stands out? It's not the regurgitators. It's not the ones who mindlessly parrot the latest trends. The real power lies in selective sharing. Think of yourself as a museum curator. You wouldn't just haphazardly cram every artifact into a gallery. You'd carefully choose pieces that tell a story, that spark curiosity, that resonate with your audience. And the same principle applies to content curation. So how do you do this effectively? Well, there are basically three kinds of content. There's aggregation. So this is the lowest rung, simply sharing others' content without adding any value. It's the digital equivalent of shouting into the void. There's curation. So this is the sweet spot, selectively sharing content, adding your unique insights and sparking conversation. And then there's creation. This is the pinnacle, producing original, high-quality content that adds to the global conversation. So the goal is to move beyond mere aggregation and embrace curation as a core part of your content strategy. Now, let's start off with a simple to-do list, a simple checklist. How do you navigate all the content out there, especially when it comes to curating content? And by the way, some of these rules are rules for content creation as well. However, they definitely apply to content curation. So step one would be to define your niche. What are the burning questions your audience is grappling with? What are the topics that light you up? Curation should be a two-way street, benefiting both you and your tribe. Step two, diversify your sources. Don't just stick to the usual suspects. Explore niche blogs, academic papers, podcasts, even social media threads. The goal is to unearth hidden gems that others might miss. Step three, filter ruthlessly. Not all content is created equal. Apply the so what test. Does this piece offer actionable advice? Does it challenge conventional thinking? Does it spark a new idea? If not, move on. Step four, add your unique spin. Don't just regurgitate. Share your perspective. Explain why you found this piece valuable. Connect it to your own experiences or offer a counterpoint. And step five, package it thoughtfully. Presentation matters. Use compelling headlines. Write concise summaries. Add visually appealing elements. Make your curated content irresistible. Now, next, you want to build a system around this. Like everything, you want to have systems. So you want to have a content engine because curation isn't just about sporadic sharing. It's about building a well-oiled machine that consistently delivers valuable insights to your audience. So how do you engineer your own content engine? So you have to have the tools that will help you streamline your process and amplify your reach. Here are the tools to get you started. So the first step is discovery. You have to find the content. So you can use Feedly, which is a classic RSS reader that consolidates some of your favorite sources. You can use Refind, which is a personalized news feed that learns your interests and surfaces high quality articles. Or you could use Zest, which is a community-driven platform where marketers share their best find.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Next, organization. You can use Pocket to save articles, videos, or other content for later reading or sharing. You can use Notion, which is a great versatile workspace for organizing your curation ideas, your notes, your drafts. Or you can use Airtable, which is a powerful database for creating custom content calendars and tracking all of your curation. Next, distribution. You can use Buffer to schedule your social media posts for optimal engagement. You can use Substack to create and distribute beautiful email newsletters, or you could use Hype Fury to automate Twitter threads, schedule tweets based on your created content. There's a lot of tools that will help you distribute. You have to find the one that helps you distribute based on the type of content that you do want to create and curate. And final two thoughts on curation that actually apply to any type of content as well. You should have a curation calendar and you should have a curation community. So curation calendar, you have to know that consistency is key. So you have to establish a regular cadence for sharing curated content. It could be a daily email newsletter, could be a weekly newsletter, could be a weekly Twitter thread, a monthly blog post roundup. Experiment to find what works best for you and your audience. And the last idea for now would be curation community, because you don't want to just curate in isolation. So you want to engage with people in your community. You want to engage with people that are other curators, other marketers, other thought leaders. Share your finds, exchange ideas. You might even collaborate or joint curate and cross promote each other's content. So there's a lot of ways to discover, organize, distribute, and build systems and processes and community around content curation. And one final thought on content curation. This is obviously going to be useful for your business, but as a solopreneur, you can also monetize your curation, right? Because you can do sponsored content. So you can partner with brands or businesses to share their content with your audience. You can do affiliate marketing where you recommend products or services you believe in and earn a commission on any sales generated through your referral links. You could do premium newsletters. So you could offer exclusive content, deeper analysis, or additional perks to paying subscribers, all for curated content. And then you could also consult. If you're really good at content curation and content strategy, you can leverage this experience that you've sort of built for yourself to help other businesses develop their own content strategies, curation being part of that. Now, no conversation about curation is complete without understanding how much curation is enough and how much curation is not enough, because it's difficult to understand how much of your content you should create that's original. So I'm going to tackle this question from the perspective of an earlier stage entrepreneur. Obviously, if you have a full team and you can create unlimited content that's all original, all high quality, that's great, because then people will be curating your stuff. However, if you do not have a full team and you are just building out your business on your own, then this is probably advice that will fit your particular situation a little bit better. Because the question, how much is enough and how much is not enough, there is no one size fits all answer.
It is a delicate dance between informing and annoying, between providing tons of value and spamming your audience. So here is a simple framework. You have to know your audience. That's the first step. What platforms do they frequent? How often do they consume content? What topics resonate most with them? Step two, you want to start experimenting. Begin with a posting frequency that feels comfortable. Then track your engagement metrics, likes, comments, shares, clicks. Step three, you want to iterate and optimize. If you're seeing high engagement, you can gradually increase your frequency. If engagement dips, scale back. It's all about finding the sweet spot for your specific audience. And lastly, diversify your content mix. So don't just share articles, right? You have to mix it up with videos, infographics, quotes, polls, even curated playlists, even created content, original content. Variety keeps things interesting and caters to different learning styles. So you want to test, always test. But know your audience, start experimenting, iterate and optimize and diversify. Now, the ratio for curated versus original content definitely varies depending on your goals and resources. I personally think that when you are starting out, apply the 80-20 rule. And when you are more advanced, you have the resources, inverse that rule. So I think when you're starting out, you should have 80% curated and 20% created. Why is this? It's so that you get started. It's so that you don't feel like content creation is too much effort and that you just fall off, right? So start with an 80% curated, sharing high quality content from other sources, adding your unique spin, sparking conversation, and then 20% created. So publish original content that showcases your expertise, builds your brand, deepens your connection with your audience. This is where you start. This is not where you end up. When you have the resources, I do want you to flip that. I want you to do 80% created, 20% curated. But if I was going to tell everybody to do that right out of the gate, a lot of you would start week one and then you drop off because it would be too much work. So the goal is to stick with it for a long period of time. How do you stick with it for a long period of time? You find something that's sustainable. And this is a very sustainable ratio. But whatever ratio you choose, whether or not you listen to me or you try your own ratio or you do 100% curated or 100% created, whatever you're doing, always ask yourself, what value am I providing to my audience and how is this content helping them achieve their goals? You can answer that question, you're already on the right path. Because at the end of the day, curation or creation isn't just about broadcasting, it's about building relationships. So engage with your audience, respond to comments, ask questions, encourage discussion. Remember, the most successful creators, curators are also community builders. Content curation is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs who want to accelerate their learning, expand their influence, and build a thriving community. It is a long game, but the rewards are worth the effort. So start curating, start sharing your insights, spark conversations, and start to build your empire one piece of content at a time.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.